Something's wrong.
I smell something. A faint wisp that seems familiar. 5 flashlight beams sweep to the racks. The same bins, clearly empty, but one is rocking just a little. Something is down here with us. Something lurking in the deep shadows. The bin stops rocking. Beams dance across the racks, but there is no movement to be seen. The smell connects. Burned toast. The same thing I smelled at the fire pit and the tunnel beneath the wall. We're not alone. The people from the jungle are here.
Attack. Attack. Always attack.
My father's voice again, but this time he's wrong. We don't know how many enemies we face, and we don't know what weapons they have.
Bishop, get us out of here.
Bishop moves halfway to the racks, putting himself between us and the unknown danger. He crouches, axe in one hand, flashlight in the other.
Em, get in the elevator.
I enter the elevator as quietly as I can. Aramovsky, O'Malley, and Spingate follow me in. Visca stealthily walks up to Bishop, taps his big shoulder. Without either of them looking away from the racks, they walk backward right into the elevator. Bishop shuts the door. The cage rises.
All I saw was that bin. Did anyone see anything else move?
I didn't. It seems like this cage is the only way in and out. Whoever was down there, if they weren't alone, they could have friends waiting for us to step out. Everyone be ready to fight. We need to stay together, get off this building, and then get back to the shuttle as fast as we can.
We can't leave. We have to go back down, finally learn who we are. This building, this temple, we need to bring everyone here. We need to live here.
Someone was down there. Someone who was watching us. The Fire Builders. Aramovsky is almost right. We might have to come back, but not for the reasons he thinks. We have 5 days of rations left. If we don't find food soon, if Spingate can't beat the mold, then we'll capture the people in the observatory and force them to tell us what they know. I'll come back here with all the Circle Stars.
We return to the shuttle. The observatory isn't safe.
No, we...
I pound my spear.
No one is allowed to come here. No one.
Heads nod. Even Aramovsky's. The cage's rise slows. I feel lighter. We see the stairs leading up. Wind roars down the wide streets, channeled by the buildings on either side. Rain blasts us from all directions, but we dare not stop. We are being hunted. Visca carries Spingate in his arms. Up ahead, Bishop waves madly for us to come his way. He's at the street corner, half hidden by the base layer of a small ziggurat. He can't call to us because the spider is so close it might hear us. Visca reaches him first, Aramovsky right on his heels. O'Malley falls hard, exhausted. I drag him to his feet, shove him on. Then Bishop is there. Tosses O'Malley over one big shoulder, grabs my hand and yanks me around the corner. I'm thrown to the ground next to Spingate, her elbow clutched to her chest. Before I can get up, O'Malley lands hard next to me. Visca covers us with a thick sheet of vines.
Stay still. Be silent.
Seconds pass. I stare through the vines out to the dark street. Clouds transform Amayakan's twin moons into hazy, glowing spots of blue and maroon. The few trees growing up from ziggurat plateaus bend beneath the stiff wind. Our coveralls keep our bodies mostly dry, but the rain runs down our faces and under our collars. No one was waiting for us atop the observatory. It was pitch black, the stars blocked by heavy clouds. Halfway down, the skies opened up. Steep steps were treacherous enough before rain made the vines slick, before high winds blasted us. We only had 2 layers left when Spingate fell and cracked her elbow on the stone. She thinks it's broken. We followed Visca's route back from the observatory, but this time we weren't alone. Over the wind, we heard the sound of the spider that almost caught us at the city gate.
What are we doing? We need to get to the shuttle!
Be quiet!
Flash of movement. The spider is visible for only a moment as it rushes down the street we were just on, and then is gone from sight. Seconds pass. We wait for it to come back and kill us. The seconds become minutes. Bishop steps to the corner and peeks out. He waves us forward.